Hello and happy Wednesday, Cinecoven. I'm Isabel Lang, one of your Silver Nitrate Witches, coming at you today with some more movie fun facts. In our summer school grimoire, there were some films that didn't quite fit the bill for, like, about education technically, but that we still wanted to highlight anyway because of, like, the school or education atmosphere that makes the plot possible, such as the 2004 cinema masterpiece, Mean Girls. So understandably, the story of Mean Girls has been back in the public eye with Paramount's release of Mean Girls the Musical, adapted for the screen. And I mean, I gotta say personally, Mean Girls is always on my mind because it's fucking excellent, and why wouldn't I be thinking about it? It might actually be my Roman Empire. And I think it was especially fun right before the release of the screen adaptation of the musical to see the story and characters and even, like, the original actors revived in a Black Friday commercial. I mean, like, you know, commercialism and capitalism aside, it was really just silly to see this commercial just focused in on the winter talent show aspect of the movie. Which brings us to some of the fun facts I want to talk about today. We'll call it, like, Mean Girls the Holiday Trivia. So some of my favorite things that I've learned about the holiday scenes from this movie over the years. One is, did you know Glenn Coco is a real person? I'm totally serious. You know who I mean. Four for you, Glenn Coco. You go, Glenn Coco. Glenn Coco is apparently a close friend of Tina Fey's. Whose name she just kind of plunked right into the movie, even though he himself doesn't appear. But Glenn Coco is a real person and a real name, not just made up in the mind of Tina Fey. And I do love that, because it is a very satisfying name. And then, of course, amongst all the other holiday shenanigans in the film, there is the highlight of the season, which is the Winter Talent Show, which also has some neat facts associated with it. For example, one I especially thought was sweet is the filming process for Damien's epic performance of I Am Beautiful. Obviously, we probably all remember the moment where he gets, like, pelted with the shoe mid-song, but what's kind of sweet about the behind the scenes is that, like, besides the shoe pelter and, like, the crew filming, obviously, the auditorium was completely empty. There was no, like, you know, filler audience in the seats while they were just sort of filming him singing the performance, except for his mother, the actor's mother, as the sole audience member. And I think that's so precious. Let's all give out a collective aww. How cute, right? But I think my absolute favorite detail about the movie and the Winter Talent Show that I have come to learn very recently comes from the costuming. In the iconic Jingle Bell Rock Dance, you know, everyone in the English-speaking world knows that song, the skirts that the Plastics wear in their, like, Santa's Little Helper costume are indeed made of plastic. The costume designer says that they were made of that material to, of course, represent the plastics and the fakeness of the whole group, which I just think is such a neat little detail, and I love it so much. So we're a little bit late for Christmas in July, but is there really a wrong time to talk about Mean Girls? I don't think so. The limit does not exist, you know? So stay tuned in the coming weeks for some more full-length episodes in our summer school grimoire about films about education specifically, as opposed to films just kind of taking place in schools. We have some great things coming for you, and we are so excited to get back to recording soon. You can find your Silver Nitrate Witches on various online platforms at LJ Valenza and at Bellang303. Thanks so much to Fine Motor for the use of their song Highway Moon. You can check out more about the band at finemotormusic.com. Thanks for listening. Stay witchy and keep watching movies.